Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue a message I've been on for a number of days. I've entitled The True Worshippers. And we're going to be looking at three aspects of true worship. But again, I just want to reiterate, because some people might feel the subject of praise and worship isn't that important. It's not that critical. They just really don't see it as being something particularly profound or deep. But beloved, just to put everything in perspective, it is the ultimate issue in the universe. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Beloved, our battle is in the unseen realm. Lucifer is the light bearer or shining one. And the true issue of the warfare that we are in is that the original plan of Satan, when he said, "I will ascend unto the throne on the sides of the north, above the throne of the Most High," he wanted to be like God. He wanted to receive the worship of God. And as a result of his rebellion, and what sin had not existed, but he was perfect in beauty until that day iniquity was found in him. The spirit of pride lifted him up because he was such a glorious created being who led the heavenly worship. And his pride was his undoing. He took a third of the heavenly host. He sought the glory and worship of God. He was jealous and he wanted it for himself. And beloved, that has not changed. That's why this subject of worship is such a critical subject, because the plan of the enemy has not changed. Things are being set in place right now where the stage is being set for the arrival and appearance of the Antichrist, evil incarnate in a physical human form, the Antichrist, who will seek to seek worship, as it says very clearly in Revelation, mid-tribulation period time. He will set himself up in the very temple of God, claiming to be God and wanting the worship of every person in the world. And everyone who has not received his mark, he'll just destroy them. So, beloved, this matter of worship is extremely important. And true worship involves, beloved, as a child of God, a recognition of who God is, that He has all power, that He's absolute perfection. He's the epitome of all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. There is none like Him. Our finite minds cannot really grasp the greatness, the magnitude of His person. He is so high and exalted. His glory is above the heavens. And we, as His created beings, so love Him for what He has done, the beauty of the world that He has created, that we express ourself, our spirit prostrates itself before its maker in absolute reverence. And so I want to share with you now the aspects of true worship. First of all is the fear of the Lord. Beloved, there is no way we can adequately proper worship God unless we have the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Let me just share in these passages, I'm just going to share some scriptures to identify the aspects that are our heart attitude that we should have, which of course is the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 8 and 13 says, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." Joshua 24 and 14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth." And Psalms 5 and 7, David says, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." And so the fear of the Lord, and all that is a healthy, it's not a horrible shrinking fear, but it is a reverence, I guess you could say. It is a wholesome understanding that we are created beings. If it weren't for him, he could, you know, just by the flick of his finger, we could cease to exist. He holds the worlds by the word in harmony, in unity, in all the natural forces of the scientific realm that keep that universe and the planets in orbit by the word of his power. They're upheld. And if for one moment he stopped, they would just, explode into oblivion, I guess. Beloved, the fear of the Lord is truly the beginning of wisdom. And then, of course, godly reverence. That is related, if you will, to holiness, to an awareness that God is supreme. Let me share some passages of Scripture. Psalm 89 and 7. "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him." Psalm 96 and 9 says, "O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, fear before him all the earth." And Revelation 15 and 4 says, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." And then the third attribute, if you will, I'd like to share with you is that of humility. And of course, that is the opposite of the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of Lucifer, his original sin of pride. It's not arrogance, it's not assertiveness, it's expressing a spirit, if you will, of deference or submission. And of course, Jesus, who was the first worshiper, manifested and showed us the way. Philippians 2 and 5 says, "But he made himself of no reputation, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself." So, beloved, pride is the antithesis of humility, not the opposite, if you will, of humility, that which brought Satan's downfall. And on the opposite end of that humility, Psalm 51 and 17 says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." So, beloved, as we bring this message, this teaching time to a conclusion, I want to ask, do you really want to become a true worshiper? If so, beloved, I have good news. The Lord will help you. First, we have to make a decision through our choice, through our free will. We have to make a determination, and then God will help us to be vessels of glory that will please him. He will enable us to submit our spirits, our souls, our bodies in willing service to him. This is our reasonable service, as Romans declares. And beloved, it's not just singing a song, a hymn, but it is a lifestyle. It is a way in which we conduct our lives every waking moment where we are a true worshiper, even as Jesus was. Psalm 51 and 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is the same psalm in which David pleased, "Restore unto me, O God, the joy of my salvation." So What can we say then, beloved? What's the conclusion of the whole matter? Well, the will of God in the universe is worship. That is a pretty grandiose statement, beloved, but unless you can come up with something else, as I humbly see it, to me it's a matter, the entire issue is that of worship. Who are you going to worship? Are you going to worship God alone or some other idol? And there are many idols that the enemy wants to put in front of us. Many times it's the idol of self that's enthroned on our heart. But the will of God in the universe is worship, willing, loving surrender to the Lord, because when we do that, He showers us with His love, with His favor, with His blessings, and in Him there is every satisfaction and fulfillment of the human heart. And beloved, a time is coming when universal worship will be restored as it was at the beginning. Praise God. Let's just bring our time together now to a conclusion in prayer. And Father, we come to You having shared all these passages of Scripture. We've understood, Lord, that it is Your will to have true worshipers. And Lord, that is our desire, that we can be a true worshiper in spirit and in truth. Lord, in a way that is orchestrated and designed by the Spirit of God, because we can't worship You in our own flesh or in our own carnal ways, but Lord, through a revelation and understanding of the Scriptures, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now, that everyone who is being stirred to become a true worshiper, Lord, that You will open up Scripture to them. The Spirit of revelation and understanding shall come to them. And Father, that You will anoint us to yield all of our members, all of our bodies, our souls, our spirits as a living sacrifice before You, that we might be those trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that You may be glorified, Lord, that we should chew forth, as Peter said, the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into Your marvelous light. Grant it, Lord, for the glory of Your name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share on this subject, one of near and dear to my heart, the subject of praise and worship. I invite you to share your prayer needs, whatever they may be. The announcer is going to give our contact information. I thank you for your prayerful support, for standing with me in the Spirit. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.